Welcome to the Baseball Report on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. We do this every Tuesday through the season and throughout the offseason. In just a moment, you'll hear from Brian Walton of TheCardinalNation.com. Lots to get into with him. The World Series kicks off tonight, and certainly we'll be diving into that. This is brought to you by Hair Saloon for Men, Schnucks, Think Local, Think Schnucks, Ryan Kelly, and Hotshot Sports Bar and Grill. By the way, Blues fans are invited to join the party all season long for St. Louis Blues Ticket Tuesdays at Hotshots. Customers can enter to win a pair of Blues tickets at every Hotshots location during every Tuesday Blues game this season. So throw on your Blues gear, show up, register to win a pair of tickets, and cheer on the Blues. And they have awesome specials on food and drinks. That's only at Hotshots Sports Bar and Grill on Tuesdays. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios. And this past weekend, really interesting podcast that I dropped, had the chance to visit with Adam Wainwright. And I asked him if he was shocked that he's coming back for another season.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, halfway through the season, the only reason that I was playing catch was to try to get Dominic Leone back, you know, and then it was trying to get Luke Gregerson back, and then it was trying to get all our other guys. I was just trying to be a good teammate and play a little catch for some guys that needed a glove out there so they didn't have to throw and pick it up. And, you know, I was just trying to be a cheerleader and help the guys back. I didn't think there was any way in the world at one point in my rehab. I didn't think there was any way in the world I was going to throw more than one inning. And then I was probably going to walk away. That was where I was at with my head. I was trying to fight that. But, you know, your arm has a way of winning those battles sometimes. If it's feeling great, you know, you can feel like a world beater. And if it's feeling really, really, really bad, no matter, I was going through some pretty intense mind tricks to try to trick myself into believing I could go out and get the job done. But, you know, when your arm is hurt, it's different than hurting. And I've fished with a hurting arm, you know, hundreds of times and fished great. But if it's hurt and there's actually something structurally wrong, that was what I was dealing with. I didn't know if there was something structurally wrong in there or not. And my arm wasn't recovering. So it was kind of like, man, what am I going to do? But then just right around the time where I thought things were coming to a head, it started getting dramatically better, and it started getting dramatically better quick. And I attribute that mainly to our great rehab guys, Thomas Knox and Jason Shutt, Pete Prenzi and Adam Olson and Chris Conroy and Jeremy Clifford, all the guys that worked with me every day, even our soft tissue guys, Jeff. And I mean, there was just so many people that were rooting for me, that were trying to get me back. And then, you know, one of the main things, Danny, was I changed the arm swing.
Noticed that.
The ball out of my glove.
Yep.
And that was a night and day difference. That I started doing that just because it was a way to get the ball back to Dominic Leone without it hurting.
It's unbelievable.
And I didn't think I was going to be able to generate any arm speed like that. And, you know, thinking back on it now, that is my natural arm swing. When I was a younger, I was in middle school, that was the way I threw the baseball. When I got into high school, I started playing quarterback, and I started throwing some short arm balls from the ear, kind of like a catcher. And my arm swing pitching kind of developed into a morphed version of my natural swing and the football throw. And that was the way I threw my entire life after that. And then now feeling this for the first time since middle school, it's kind of cool. I'm kind of thinking like, well, shoot, I don't have any innings on this arm. Maybe since I've got middle school innings on this arm only. But, you know, once I changed that arm swing and I was able to spin the ball again, my eyes started lighting up.
You can hear that full interview on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. This is brought to you by Hair Saloon for Men, founded in 1997. You'll get a complimentary beverage, relaxing shampoo, hot towel and a mint, complimentary shoe shine, all that for just $22. For an extra $5, get a stress-relieving scalp massage or neck shave. It's all at Hair Saloon for Men. Coming up, we visit with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. There's never been a better time to look at a refinance. Maybe it's time to get rid of the PMI or get some cash out to pay off the credit cards. 5 minutes could save you $500 a month. Thehomeloanexpert.com. Enjoy the podcast.
It's a Tuesday morning, and that means it's our chance to visit with Brian Walton of thecardinalnation.com. We're coming to you from the Lou Fuse Automotive Studios on ScoopsWithDannyMac.com. And, of course, Brian from thecardinalnation.com. And we have made a very important decision, Brian, to continue the baseball talk. Even though the Cardinals aren't in it, man, it's a busy time of year. There's a lot of decisions that need to be made, and I know that means that your website is busy too.
Yeah, that's right. We're taking a look at the players that may become free agents, both at the major league and minor league level. Of course, trying to project ahead toward the Rule 5 draft, which prospects will need to be protected. And then, of course, how roster spots are going to open up on the 40-man roster for room for those players, whether it be trades or releases or, you know, what it may be.
You have had your top awards coming out and at thecardinalnation.com. We're going to get into that in just a moment. But some of the newsy things happening with the St. Louis Cardinals. I'm going to start with Gary LaRocque, who runs essentially the Cardinals minor league system. The farm system has done a great job with that and pushing on players and has been a big piece of the puzzle for what has been success at the major league level. Now, his name was considered for the New York Mets in their GM position. What do we know about that right now?
Well, the rumor was that Gary LaRocque was, in fact, interviewed in the first round of candidates. And, of course, he's a former scouting director, among other positions, with the Mets, so there's a lot of familiarity with that organization. He worked there before he joined the Cardinals about 10 years ago. But the word is, and of course, teams don't provide this information directly, so this is insiders around the team saying this, but that Gary did not make the second round of candidates, and so he's out of consideration for that job. He had previously interviewed back about 5 or 6 years ago when Tony La Russa had arrived in Arizona, and he selected Dave Stewart at that time instead. And Gary LaRocque, as you said, done a tremendous job with the Cardinals. But he is 65 years old, and as we've seen, you know, so many of the general managers being named these days in Major League Baseball are younger men with a Ivy League training and aren't necessarily baseball lifers like a Gary LaRocque. But that certainly doesn't mean he hasn't provided great value to the Cardinals, and will continue, assuming he's staying.
This past week, John Mozeliak met with the St. Louis media, and it was a wide-ranging interview on the players and what's happening with the front office and maybe the direction of what may happen in the winter months coming up. And obviously he was asked about Stubby Clapp. Now, what do we know about Stubby in terms of where his direction may be with Major League Baseball starting in spring training of 2019?
Well, the hot rumor was that the Toronto Blue Jays were interested in Stubby Clapp, and of course he received an endorsement from John Gibbons, the prior manager there. But according to word out of Toronto, Stubby is not one of the five finalists for their managerial position. There was also a rumor out of Memphis that Texas might be looking at him, but I haven't heard any more about that. So at this point in time, Stubby's not under consideration for a major league job, at least that we know about. And, of course, the Reds and the Angels have already filled their positions, including the Reds, by the way, signing former Cardinals bench coach David Bell as their manager. But what John Mozeliak said was that with the reorganizations in the coaching staff, there are two jobs that are open for next year, being first base coach and hitting coach, and that Stubby Clapp, it was a high probability that Stubby Clapp would be hired for one of those jobs, assuming he doesn't become a manager elsewhere. And it's relevant to note that prior to joining the Cardinals, the position that Stubby held most often, most frequently in the minor leagues was he was a hitting coach for 8 years in both the Houston and the Toronto organization. So it wouldn't surprise me one bit to see Stubby Clapp be named the new St. Louis Cardinals hitting coach for 2019.
Hey, St. Louis, Dan McLaughlin here. Big things are happening at Schnucks, especially in October. This month, you'll start to see Schnucks stores popping up all over the city. Living in St. Louis, you know Schnucks is committed to the communities they serve. Now, there will be 19 new Schnucks stores in neighborhoods all around town. You'll also notice that prices are falling, and your points will be piling up with the Schnucks Rewards app. So check out a new store near you. Come say hello. Visit Schnucks.com for the full list of new stores. See you at Schnucks.
Yeah, I think most people believe that's the direction it goes. Stubby, though, is managing in the Arizona Fall League. Tell me a little bit about what's happening down there with some of the Cardinals' prospects.
Well, it's the Cardinals have four position players and four hitters down in the Arizona Fall League, and we have daily reports on each of the games, and then once a week doing a report on the hitters in winter ball and pitchers in winter ball, separate reports, one on Monday, one on Tuesday. And there's, of course, the players in the Arizona Fall League, as well as players in Venezuela and Mexico and Dominican Republic and Puerto Rico. But so far, Andy Young, the infielder, is off to a great start in the Arizona Fall League, batting about .380 OPS, close to .1200. On the other end, Lane Thomas, the outfielder, is off to a slow start, barely batting .100, but he is 4-for-4 in stolen bases, as is infielder Tommy Edman, who is also, he's batting about .333. Catcher Jeremy Martinez only hitting .200, but he's really, down there for his defense. On the pitching side, the designated starter is Evan Krasinski, who had a rough first start in that five earned runs scored against him. But, that's really was a concern of his defense. Then the relievers that are down there have all pretty, kind of struggled in the early going, but it's still early. And I'm talking about Connor Green, Will Latcham. The one who has done well, I should say, though, is Connor Jones, the former starting pitcher. He's pitched in a couple of games and done pretty well. So there's the guys that are down there. And if you check out the reports on the site, you can also read about some of the lower-level minor league players who are playing in those other countries. As their winter ball schedule started within the last week or so, and they're playing up to the Caribbean series, which occurs in February, where the best teams in the Dominican, Venezuela, Cuba, Mexico all play for a single championship of minor league of winter ball.
I'm curious, Brian, and Brian has it up right now at thecardinalnation.com about your top awards within the organization. How do you come to these awards, and what are the positions and the players that you looked at in 2018?
Well, this is a detailed series of 45 articles that we do every year. And we start off with a summary of each of the team's seasons. So we're talking about the eight minor league affiliates from the Dominican Republic all the way through Memphis. And those summaries are written by our local reporters in those cities. And then we go into top awards for the top relief pitcher, top starting pitcher, and top position player at each of those eight levels. And of course, again, the local writers evaluate the various candidates and explain why they came up with the individuals that they chose. Then our draft analyst identifies the top rookies of the year at those three levels of the minor league system. Then I come along and name the players of the year, top relief pitcher, top starting pitcher, and top position player, and the manager of the year. Then we shift over to St. Louis, and all those articles are free. And so I name the rookie of the year for the Cardinals, as well as my view of the top relief pitchers, top starting pitcher, and top position player. And then finally on Tuesday, today, is the culmination of this whole series, which is about a 3,000-word summary of everything you'd ever want to know about the St. Louis Cardinals 2019 season, going back to last winter through spring training by month, that I used to sort of put the final wraps on 2018 in terms of our coverage.
I'm assuming, I'm going to make some guesses here, that your pitcher of the year is one Miles Michaelis. Your rookie of the year would be Bader. And your position player of the year... boy, I guess I'll go Yadier Molina. Where am I?
Matt Carpenter.
Oh, yeah. Well, you can't overlook the great 4 months that he had. There's no doubt.
Exactly. It's just a shame he bookended his season with such a rough first, actually it was about a rough first 6 weeks. And then, interestingly, statistically, his September was even worse than his April. So, unfortunately, Carpenter went cold at the time that, the Cardinals really needed a little bit more help. The one other award that was in that top group that you didn't mention was the top relief pitcher of the year. And I honestly didn't know before I sat down to look at the numbers, and I look at a variety of stats, new and traditional stats, how effective John Brebbia was for the St. Louis Cardinals this year. I mean, he was kind of the guy, he got sent down to Memphis and called back six different times. And it was only because he had minor league options where other guys didn't, because Brebbia was either first or second on the team in just about every category. The only thing he didn't excel at was strikeouts, but he was so good, minimizing walks, that he still had the best strikeout-to-walk ratio of any of the members of the bullpen. So, hopefully John Brebbia will play a stronger role with the St. Louis Cardinals relief corps in 2019.
To borrow a term of John Mozeliak, I have been bullish on John Brebbia for a long time. And I realize it's a numbers game and it's a roster position game and who's got options, but I've always thought this guy did the job. And, whether you put him in higher leverage situations or, sometimes to clean up a nasty fifth or sixth inning, it just seemed like he did the job, didn't it?
Yeah, and, interestingly, you remember the storyline at the start of the year. The whole thing was, hey, we're going to have this relief shuttle between here and Memphis because we're worried our starting rotation is inexperienced and we're going to need a lot of guys to backfill innings. Well, as it turned out, the Cardinals had like the seventh most starting pitching innings in the National League. So they're starting pitching, and it was because, of course, the young guys like Flaherty and Gomber and Ponce de Leon, all these other guys stepped up. But the point is, there wasn't that huge gap of innings. And, as far as I'm concerned, they should have left Brebbia alone and, found other guys to shuttle back and forth, because the innings they lost in Memphis were probably innings that could have helped them.
How about your World Series picks, Brian? It gets going tonight. You've got the Dodgers. You've got Boston. I'm sure the executives at Fox Sports are thrilled to see two major markets in the Fall Classic. I thought it was going to be the Dodgers and the Astros, so I was wrong in that regard. And I like Boston in this series, but who do you like going into the Fall Classic?
Well, it was a little bit surprising to see a young team with so much success as Houston lose three straight at home. I did not expect that to happen, and then for that series to end in five games. So that was, quite a failure for Houston. And it just goes to show you the kind of season that the Boston Red Sox have put together. I mean, a tremendous winning record in arguably the toughest division in baseball. And, as good as the Dodgers have been, I think the Boston Red Sox have to be the favorite to take the World Series.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Do you catch a break, or is this just nonstop for you right now?
Oh, no. In fact, I'm getting ready to head down to the Arizona Fall League. I'll be down there for the last week of the month and heading into the beginning of February. I go down every year the week before the Fall Stars game, which is what they call their All-Star game. And that will be televised on MLB Network. I think it's on Saturday the 4th of November. So I'll be, this time next week, should be already down on the ground in Arizona watching my first games.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Brian, as always. We appreciate it.
Talk to you next week, Dan.